Here we go. 3, 2, 1. All right, we want to welcome James. James. What? Good start. Cool. Yeah, all right, take two.
The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now. Because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Delp,
Melissa Delp,
Katie Pills,
and Ryan Pills
in the house.
And today we're looking at three games coming to Kickstarter the week of October 2nd, 2017.
And maybe one more bonus game that we'll talk about too later in the episode.
Bonuses, secrets, interviews. It's going to be a good episode. We just got back from our monthly game night at Due South. That's always lots of fun.
Due South Coffee.
Yeah, coffee place. We like to hang out there on the last Monday of every month. We have a good crowd that came out. Did anybody count? I don't even know how many people.
No.
Like thousands.
Thousands. Oh, thousands. Wow.
This is a large coffee shop.
I'm a bad counter, or Kevin's a bad counter. I think there was probably like, I don't know, 20? Is that reasonable?
Yeah, probably 20 to 30 people.
Okay, cool. I played a bunch of cool games. Did you guys play anything fun? We usually do the game mastering, so we're always teaching games. But I actually did. I learned a new one. I can jump back in first.
Let other people talk.
So many techniques.
All right, Will, what did you play?
Oh, thanks, Katie. So I played Super Mario Brothers. Is that what it's called? Just straight up Super Mario Brothers. It's a card game. It has cool 8-pixel artwork on it. It's
from USAopoly.
Right straight from the game, yeah. It's basically, I don't even know what to compare it to, but there's not a whole lot to it. It's a real simple, like, you draw a card, you find out what level you're at, you're allowed to trade with people, you don't want to be the lowest level at the end of the game, you get, like, 4 lives, and every time you lose a round, you lose a life. And then there's, like, question mark blocks that you can power up your level with and stuff. So, pretty straightforward. We played it with, like, three people. It was a good time. Kevin, what are you playing?
So Melissa and I taught Word Slam right away. Yeah. It's from Cosmos. I don't know. And people enjoyed that. It's like, if you've not played Word Slam, it's like concept meets code names, sort of.
Yeah, high energy.
It's a team game, yeah. Two teams trying to guess words, but the person who is giving the words has cards. And yeah, they cannot speak.
Cannot talk. So they're trying to, each team clue giver is trying to get their team to guess that one word, but the other team's also trying to get that team to guess the same word before the other team guesses it.
So you can hear the other people saying it. I think our team had like green, fictitious man or something like that. We figured out it was alien, so that was,
yeah.
And we won.
You guys won. Good job. Katie, did you teach someone or play games?
I got to.
Did you play games?
Of course I played. I actually got to play a Tron game.
Oh, is that Lazy Riders?
Yeah.
Laser
Riders.
Not lazy. Laser. Anyway.
Maybe I could be in favor of Lazy Rider.
Anyway, it was actually like a really unique design to the game. And then there was some really interesting play, like things that you don't expect in a board game, like standing back from the game table with your eyes closed and then putting things down to like start the game. It was kind of unusual. But it was...
Are you actually shooting lasers? Or is it just...
No, it's like in Tron where you're racing, like riding the bike. So you have to like choose your speed and you're trying to like not run into other people's...
trail.
I don't know, with
are
the trails.
So the components are actually like different trails.
They're actually different trails. Long and you have to try to make turns at different speeds.
Cool.
And it's harder to turn at higher speeds.
Cool.
And sometimes you can crash and run into other people.
Oh, this came out from Dice Hate Me Greater Than Games.
Is that the one? I think we might have played that at Origins or
Gen like
Con,
maybe
like a couple years ago.
We played a prototype of this.
It was kind of scary back then. I haven't seen the new version, so maybe
it's
awesome.
It's
now,
like holographic. Everything is like holographic, and it's so 80s. Anyway. Yeah.
But they did a good job. It looks like a VHS tape.
It does.
Box.
They come in little things that look like VHS boxes. It's actually pretty cool. Ryan, what did you play?
Yeah, I got to play a classic. Alex had never played Seven Wonders before.
Oh, yeah.
I had a good time introducing him to Seven Wonders and just enjoying such a great game.
He was going on about it because he was like, I've never played this. It was not what I expected, but I loved it, or something like that. I don't know. It was cool. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Alex could be taught.
Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Sarah, did you play?
Yes, I was not actually able to make it to Due South, but I did play a game with my son tonight. We are studying the Revolutionary War in history. He's fifth grade. And so we busted out 1775 by Academy Games. Ooh. And we played a scenario of the Revolutionary War. And he was the Continental Army, and he ended up defeating me. Yes, the Redcoats were defeated. Oh, so man.
History is intact.
Yes. Yes.
The timeline is preserved.
Yes. So.
Did he do good? How did he?
Yeah, he did really well, and it definitely, his test is coming up this week, so it definitely helps
him. If he aces the test, we'll know that it was.
Well, I told him he could either do this timeline project where he just wrote out a couple things that happened, or we could play this game. And so, of course, we played the game, and we'll probably do one more where it's an actual battle scenario that we go through, so it'll cement in some more of the actual people who were in the Revolutionary War.
Do you want to eat your vegetables or do you want to have pie?
Candy, right?
So
I don't know, Mom. I don't want to have vegetables.
Yeah. He definitely picked up a few concepts that he was missing prior to the game.
History?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was really great.
Legit. I'm glad Academy Games is putting out these types of games for families and kids so that they can play these instead of
doing actual homework.
Hey, as long as it gets us smarter. I don't... if I could have had games instead of history class, whew, I think
well,
I
we still had history class, but this was instead of one of the homework pages. Okay. We played a game, and I'm sure it lasted way longer than the history page would have. But
yeah. Cool, cool. All right, well, let's roll it over and give a shout out to our episode sponsor.
This episode is sponsored by Alley Cat Games. Their game Dice Hospital is on Kickstarter right now. Go check it out, especially if you like worker placement and dice manipulation. If you want a chance to win a copy, keep listening and we'll give instructions for entering this week's contest.
I think Dice Hospital is going to be one of the hottest games for the rest of this year. I guess there's probably a bunch more coming out, but I have really enjoyed playing it. I don't even know what else is on the list. This week, this is...
In Will's mind, that counts.
Favorite thing. So,
I haven't even gotten to play it
Are
yet.
You not?
No.
Okay, after the podcast,
everybody keeps telling everybody else about how great this game is, and I haven't even gotten to play it yet.
So Katie wants a chance to win it, and so do you, and we'll give you details on how to do that at the end of the game. So let's go ahead and look at who won our last week's contest. Kevin, tell us about that.
So we have one copy to give away of Dwarven Smithy. They're doing really well on Kickstarter right now. So, Ryan, roll
that die. What are we rolling?
All right. I'm rolling a 100-sided die, sometimes called a percentile die. Ooh, or dice.
Good information.
And the number is 26. Who's number 26?
26. Hold on just a second.
Find it on that list.
It is Michael, and his Twitter handle is at Pepsi Bites. Congrats,
Pepsi
Michael.
Bites.
We'll get in contact with you, man.
All right, we like Pepsi, and we like you, so sorry that it bites, but congratulations, and thanks for listening.
B-Y-T-E-S.
I'm sure he means it. He doesn't like it.
Tell us what you mean.
Yeah. Tweet that back to us. Thank you for sharing the hashtag. Thank you for everybody that did that. We saw a huge boost this week in our retweets and stuff, so that was awesome. Thank you, guys. We super appreciate that. I think we're ready to roll into our Kickstarter conniption. Let's do it.
Kickstarter conniption.
All right, so first up on our list is the game Guardian's Call from
Druid City.
Yeah, Druid City Games. James Hudson's actually going to be on the show in just a little bit. We're going to interview him and talk about what's going on at Druid City and some of the cool things that they're bringing to the table. I think Kevin probably has the spotlight on this one. What do you tell us about this game that's coming?
Sure. So this game is the gamer's game of Barnyard Roundup. So if you know about that, it's a bluffing type game, and Guardian's Call is taking that bluffing mechanic and just like really like making it bigger, making it expanding it. And it's got
Barnyard is their first that was like their first game that they put out, right?
Barnyard Roundup was their very first game that Druid City ever published, and this is another game in their lineup that James is has created. And this game is coming on Kickstarter October 3rd. It's going to be a super short campaign, October 3rd through the 13th. That's only 11 days.
Oh, wow.
So what? 3rd through the 13th. So there's been lots of good marketing already for it.
Absolutely.
So
the
artwork is amazing. That's what's going to draw people in. And if you back it on the Kickstarter, if you do the campaign and back the game, you actually get an exclusive first player miniature.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That
looks
cool.
I think that's going to draw some people in. It's a really short campaign. I think the artwork's also going to draw them in. So Guardian's Call, and we'll hear a little bit more about that coming up soon.
He's run some really good, solid campaigns. So mm-hmm. I think I like the idea of a shorter campaign. I think that you see that lull most of the time in the middle of those things anyway. Yeah. So if you can avoid that and still keep your cool man, cool James. Good job.
All right, Melissa, what would you like to talk about?
All right, so the game I'm talking about also has awesome art because it is done by Beth Sobel. And this game is Sunset Over Water. It is coming to Kickstarter on October 3rd. And it is the same team that brought Herbaceous to Kickstarter.
I'm already excited. I know,
we all love Herbaceous here. So it is published by Pencil First Games, designed by Steve Finn. Like I said, Beth Sobel is the illustrator, and then it also has a solo mode by Keith Majetka. Or something like that. Sorry,
love you, Keith.
And this is a set collection game, kind of like Herbaceous, but there's a little bit more going on in this game. The theme is that you are artists trekking through the wilderness to paint beautiful landscapes.
Is that a thing? People do that?
Yes, it's called plein air painting.
Plein air painting.
So our two artists just perked up about that, Katie and Sarah.
Yes, definitely looking forward to this game.
Yeah. So you are using cards that you select simultaneously, and these cards will have a time that you get up. They also have information about how many spaces you can travel and which direction. Some cards might only let you go orthogonally, and
others
may let
Lazy
you...
Rider again? Wait,
so, real quick, Melissa forgot to say, the game is set up in like a 5x5 grid.
Right, yes.
So there's a 5x5 grid of cards already down on the table,
okay.
And you're little artist meeples, and you're actually traveling to these different cards.
Oh. And painting those cards.
And you're picking up those cards. And putting them in your own sort of tableau. I mean, not tableau, but sort of in your...
It's a set collection, so you're going to use those cards to then have people buy those paintings. Mm-hmm. Those commissions, though, require certain icons, and the landscapes have certain icons.
Yeah, so there's going to be waterfalls and all that kind of stuff on the cards, and it's going to... You're going to try and match those icons up to then turn in the sets to get points.
Right, but the main thing is that you're using these... You have three cards in your hand that have the time that you get up, and that's going to be player order. So whoever gets up first gets to take their turn first.
Mm-hmm. But also on the card has other things.
Right. It has how many spaces you can travel and which direction. So that will determine which paintings you can actually collect or paint. But then the third piece of information is how many paintings you can actually paint. So it might be one, two, or three.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to judge, do I want to get up earlier but paint fewer things, or do I want to get up later and chance that some of the paintings I want are already taken? Because everyone can see what the goals are, and once they're taken, they don't refresh until the next round.
And you may think 6:15 in the morning is early, but not when someone else plays 6 a.m.
Yep. Kevin speaking from experience. So I really enjoy this game. There's a lot going on, and it's beautiful. The landscapes, it's photorealistic. It almost looks like you're looking at photos.
Many of the photos,
but they're paintings.
Many of the cards, I'm like, these were just taking photos of, but they're so well illustrated.
Cool. Yeah. Is it like a small box game or a medium box
game? Yeah, I would say.
They can't see that, Kevin.
Oh, it's that size.
Yeah.
As hard as they're looking at.
It looks like 8x10, maybe, from what you were showing.
Medium box. I wasn't sure if it was like a deck of cards or if it was like a...
It's probably a little bigger than the Herbaceous box, I'm guessing, but smaller than a regular Ticket to Ride box.
Jeff,
so I don't know. Whatever Ed Baraf wants it to be.
So, but Pencil First has done a great job with their other Kickstarters, so I think this one's going to be great also. And Katie now has something she wants to
talk about?
All right. I am going to talk about Ruby.
Oh, is this the bonus one?
This is the bonus one.
How do you spell it?
Oh, yes. Let me spell this. R-W-B-Y.
Mm, and this is ready.
Yes, Ruby Combat Ready. And if you're familiar with the anime series, this is probably for any of those fans out there. Definitely check out this if you're familiar with the IP here. But this is already on Kickstarter when this show is coming on. And we actually have a demo in the mail, but we haven't gotten it yet, which is so sad. So,
close.
We have watched some of the videos on how it's played and whatnot. It looks like you're going to be playing as the main characters from the TV show. And they said that there's actually some kind of neat mechanics that are going on here. There's going to be kind of different scenarios that you play through.
Yep.
Your characters can build up abilities that carry over into the new scenarios.
Right, so it looks like some players are playing those characters and then one player could be the bad guy.
Yes, yeah. So it does look like there's some team aspect facing a bad guy. So
yeah, and for our listeners who aren't familiar with the IP, I wasn't until I looked it up. Apparently there's these teams of huntsmen and huntresses that are fighting against monsters called the Grimm, or the creatures of Grimm, and they harness some sort of rare element called dust. I don't know if it's a drug or some sort of gem.
Rare but dust.
This should come to our house. Like
dust gives them abilities and powers beyond the norm, and it can also enhance weapons or clothing. So maybe that's why they're all dressed in color-coded red, white, black, yellow.
Oh,
I don't know.
RWBY.
So you play as one of these huntsmen or huntresses in the game, and the Grimm are what you are fighting.
Yes. So it looks like you you have like a set of hand of cards. You face off these cards one at a time throughout the battle. But what you play first in the round may affect cards later in the battle. You also have abilities that could assist other teammates during the battle. Different things are thrown out. So it looks like it could be pretty interesting. I definitely wish we had our demo to try out.
Soon. It'll come soon.
I know,
soon.
So soon. Maybe we'll mention it again later.
Sure. This game is coming out from Arcane Wonders. I don't know if we mentioned that or not.
Oh, yes. Arcane Wonders.
And they produce...
kind of kept a tight lid on it. Like, it just kind of jumped into the spotlight this past week.
They produce quality content, so I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the Kickstarter campaign. And Sarah, do you have...
One that I'd like to talk about. Another historic game, also Revolutionary War theme.
1775!
This one is called Patriots and Redcoats, and it is by Greenfeet Games.
Oh, cool.
And Tom Butler has designed this one. He's designed a couple other historic games. And this
pirate,
one is...
What was the pirate one called? That one's a...
Pirate Republic.
Pirate Republic. This one...
that was a huge game.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
huge game. This one is a little simpler, and it's a bluffing game.
Secret Identity.
Yeah, maybe Secret Identity. Like it's almost like Resistance or Mafia, but that's just the tip of the iceberg with this. So everyone's going to get... three cards, and they will be either patriots, or they will be redcoats, or you may end up with a card like George Washington, and you'll be in charge of the Continental Army, or you will may even get King George III and be in charge of the redcoats.
Versus George.
Yes, George versus George. My kids were a little confused about that at first.
And there's ways for players like to change sides and stuff like that.
Yeah, turncoat as well, which is...
Yeah, so this game plays 4 to 10 players, and you'll go around and do a phase where you'll be trying to reveal identities, and then you'll do a quick battle, and depending on who wins the battle, you'll end the game, whoever gets the most battles, or if one of the leaders gets assassinated.
Ooh. Yeah, I really like this game because I think they did a good job of scaling it. I know there was some complaints when we first played that it wasn't balanced, but I would contend that it's not that it's not balanced, it's that it's asymmetrical. And for being asymmetrical, it is a very well-balanced game. You just have to realize the asymmetry going into it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things in how the conflicts are resolved help balance it, as opposed to the one side just naturally winning because they have more cards in there.
This is definitely one of those games where you get to the end of it and then there's like all the post-game analysis.
I thought
where
you were.
Like, yeah. Oh, I was this guy, but then I changed. And
you had everybody fooled.
Yeah.
I thought you were George.
I was the only loyalist out there.
Yeah,
so if you want to check out more about this, the Kickstarter launches October 5th. And Will and I have a review that was up that we talk more in depth about this game and how to play it.
So be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got videos there, and we'll have several more from the ones that we just talked about, maybe tonight, definitely previous episodes. But I think we're ready to welcome our next house guest into the house. Let's say hello to James Hudson.
Hey, James!
Hey.
Thanks for joining
Hi,
us.
Hi, team.
How you doing?
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Excellent. Excellent. So the first question that we want to ask, because this is the one that's the most important and dear and near and dear to my heart, who is your barber?
You know, I can't be giving away my trade secrets.
Dude, so. I'm like working out. I'm trying to get there, but you like you keep stepping it up a notch every time I see you, so it's...
Well, you know, we've got purple hair now, so purple hair, don't care.
And the motto to go with it. Excellent, excellent. Well, cool. So obviously we're talking about Kickstarters tonight, and you've got a big one coming. But before we jump into that, I've been just kind of checking out your Facebook page and stuff. You've been hiring people like crazy, man. What's the growth rate? Where are you guys at? Tell us, like, tell us where Druid City is at the moment.
Sure. So, you know, one of the big things is my background is in marketing. Mm-hmm. And so we've been offering some marketing services to people in the industry who are interested in that. And so we've got a couple of clients that we're helping them with their marketing because the industry in a whole is a little bit behind the curve and not as sophisticated as it could
be. We totally agree with that.
And a lot of companies are not using a lot of the assets that they have. Like, they don't even know that they could be utilizing what they have better. And so that's part of it. And the other part is I just needed help. You know, we've got 8 to 10 games in development right now, and that's a lot of work.
That's a crazy amount of work. That's fantastic. So who did you just most recently bring on?
Her name's Kelby Reynolds, and it's a lot of people from the company that I left. It's, you know, corporate America, that sort of thing, and everybody's looking for something a little more fulfilling in their job. So, you know, they're coming over to the board game world. She has never really played board games. She played Monopoly growing up, so she is drinking water from the fire hydrant. So we're giving her game sessions to get her up to speed.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. We are right on board with you on that. Like, one of the things that we saw missing in the board game industry, us being board game fans, was just really high quality media, and that's kind of one of the things that we've set out, you know, on a mission to do. Let me introduce a term to you that we've been using, and if you want to use it, we would be honored. We've been referring to ourselves as a board game media company because we've kind of broken away from being publishers or game designers, and we've been, you know, trying to help people with their Kickstarters and doing all kinds of writing and video and marketing stuff. So
yeah, but you guys publishing a game also gives you that other side of the river or whatever you want to call it, and which helps you do a better job at that too.
Absolutely, and you're in that same boat, so that's really fantastic. Very cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Tell us about this game coming to Kickstarter.
Sure.
Guardian's Call. What's the lowdown?
Sure. So Guardian's Call was everything when I was designing Barnyard Roundup that I wanted to put into a gamer's game that didn't make sense for it to be I'm air quoting right now, which the podcast can't see, but a family game. You know, I had this big bucket of mechanics that I really wanted to put in the game, but it just didn't make sense. And so that's Guardian's Call. We compiled all that. We fleshed it out. And so David from Man vs. Meeple was playing it last week, and he said, this is a gamer's game for Blufford. That's like, he's like, it's thinky and fun and strategic. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to make something, because I think bluffing is a very underutilized mechanic.
It is, yeah.
And so I think there's a new twist on it as far as the way that you do it and why you would want to bluff what you would bluff. Very Princess Bride-ish.
You just won me over.
Yeah, same here.
So we played Barnyard Roundup, and that's really cool. Is this like, how similar is the gameplay? Obviously, it's got the bluffing mechanic, but it's a totally different thing, or what's the...
The only thing that even resembles Barnyard is how you offer cards.
Okay.
Everything else is totally different. There's tons of set collection, and there's tracks to move up, and there's quests to complete, and there's treasures to get, and there's coin. There's a coin system as far as. So yeah, it's totally different.
Okay, excellent. Tell us about the artwork for it because it looks really cool.
So my team, Mr. Cuddington, like I get all kind of sad if they can't work on a project with me. I've got a few that they're not working on, so that it. Druid City Games will make a game that Mr. Cuddington does not do the art, but it's not this one. Mr. Cuddington, David and Lena, and then Damien from Brass came together. And so Damien did a lot of work on this as well. And, you know, they're just really, really, really talented. And so half the time, I just give them some general ideas and get out of their way.
So was the idea, was one creative. Idea, like, She-Ra from He-Man would be a really cool person to put on the cover. Did that come up at all? Because...
yes and no. So, you know, I'm very inclusive minded and very progressive, and I want to give women and people of color their shot on front of covers and to help promote that. And so we were definitely mindful of that. Mm-hmm. But then also as we built the story, the lore, it just made sense that the Priestess Zira, that's her actual name.
Very similar.
She was just
to
kind
She-Ra.
Of the leader. She was the leader.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
When I told him to make it, I was like, think Zoe from Firefly. There that's her attitude. Nice. And that's how she rolls. And so it's a four-letter word, Zoe, Zira.
All right, cool. So, we're getting the inside stuff. That's what I was looking for. All right, so let me change gears because I want more inside stuff. Tell us about your logo. What is Where's Druid City? Is that a city? What is there more story to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Tuscaloosa County is where I'm from in Alabama, and it is called the Druid City. Uh-huh. And it's the Druid City because it was heavily Indian populated, mm-hmm. and the chieftain was named Tuscaloosa, and we have huge, huge oak trees by the river. Uh-huh. We have this Black Warrior River who runs right through the middle. And so it just was one of those things. It also kind of, you know, I was a big druid in was one of my main characters in Warcraft. Mm-hmm. So as something totally unrelated, I just like, you know, it sounded nerdy and it tied into my city.
Cool. I wondered, I had a suspicion that was the case, but that's good to know.
Full clarity. Yeah, and if you look at the logo, I'm actually looking back at now, you know, it's a huge oak tree and there's the river in the background, mm-hmm. and the city behind it. So you can kind of see it if you dig into the logo.
Cool. All right, so you've got a couple other games obviously lined up. You said 8? Is that what you have in the queue or is that grand total? What's the... Are there secrets?
Well, some of them, obviously, they're not signed, so you don't want to talk about things until there's paperwork done. But we've got 5 on the docket for next year that for sure that I think we're going to be ready to go. And then we've just got, you know, past 5, there's anywhere from 3 to 5 that are in development. Okay. And so it just depends on where they land. But really, really excited. This will be I haven't announced this anywhere, so you guys can have the first exclusive.
Awesome.
We are shooting for early 2018 with our next game after this, and we signed with Scott Caputo, and it's called Sorcerer City.
It is unbelievable.
Like, when he played it, when I played it with him at Gen Con, I was just like, oh, you got to let me have this game. I have to have it. Just give it to me right now. I'll produce it right now. I'll stop everything. It's a tile building deck builder.
What?
I don't think I'd describe that. So you're laying tiles and building out a city that has 4 different mechanics for scoring strategies, and you have a 2-minute timer each round, and you play the game over 5 rounds, and you're in between rounds, it's not timed, and you kind of settle down, and you can be like, okay, well, I'm going to buy this tile, I'm going to buy this tile, and buy this tile. Mix them all up, start the next round, boom. And you're just like going quickly, laying stuff out. But you're not frantic. It's not frantic because 2 minutes is a pretty good amount of time.
Okay.
But by the time you get to round 5.
I need like 11 minutes.
No, it's plenty. Now, it will, if you're AP prone, it will kind of probably make you hustle along a little bit. But
all the women that are with us are going, yeah, we love it.
Sounds amazing.
And I'm scared to death.
Yes.
I can't.
How does this compare to something like Galaxy Trucker where it's a time tile placement? Although that one is frantic. You're trying to really build a lot in a very short amount of time.
And I lose every time.
Yeah.
I would say it's the exact opposite, that it's more strategic of you're trying to buy when the market comes up. There's some competition for the tiles that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're trying to strategically get yourself in position to buy the tiles that you want to add to your system so that when you do it next time. But then there's also monsters that you get and they mess up your plans. So monster tiles get thrown into your city. I love it. Like, I love it as a crappy... not crappy, but a, you know, thrown together prototype.
Oh, yeah.
No, prototype. Like, it's not even... There's no good art on it. It doesn't have any theme yet, other than just something that we threw together. And yeah, like, and I already like it. So.
Cool. That's exciting. That's cool, man. We'll be looking forward to that one.
And thanks for giving us the exclusive on that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Okay, so one of the things that we like to do on our show every episode is we like to... kind of, you know, tie in some of our Tantrum House theme. We like to play some I wouldn't say kid games, but some games. So if you're up to the challenge, we've got a spelling bee for you.
You're going to take the guy from Alabama and make him do a spelling bee.
Yes, represent.
Hey, we're Katie 49th is also
in education.
From-
I'm going to represent, all right?
All right, here you go. The first word. Grim Forest, one of your other games, is based on some fables. Spell fable.
F-A-B-L-E.
Oh, good. All right, this one. Ding. Can we get a sound effect in there, anybody? All right, number two. In Barnyard Roundup, we're talking about farming. We're talking about agriculture. Agriculture for 200.
A-G-R-I-C-U-L-T-U-R-E.
Woohoo!
All right.
Woohoo! Number three, Guardian's Call.
I want to stop now.
Supposedly has some ferocious orcs in it. Spell ferocious.
F-E-R-C-I-O-U-S.
F-E-R-C-I-O-U-S. I think you might have left that one letter. We'll let someone else judge that. Okay, and final round. Bloodstone. That's the name of your game coming out in 2018?
Hopefully. Late, yeah.
All right, so it sounds like there's some nice dice, some new dice thing, some nice dice contrivance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Contrivance.
Is that even a real word?
I'm going to spell that. You ready?
That question
N-O-P-E.
Was
N-O-P-E.
Good answer.
Woo-hoo.
Good. All right.
Thanks, James.
Excellent. Thanks so much. So, as we wrap up, tell us where we can find Guardian's Call. When's that coming to Kickstarter? Where can we find your website? All that great stuff. Give us a good wrap-up.
Awesome. October 3rd, we're launching mid-morning in Central Time, so druidcitygames.com. You can always keep up with stuff there. We have a newsletter you can sign up for. We don't harass. It's only maybe once a month that we even send out any sort of notification. And then obviously on Board Game Spotlight on Facebook, if you're a Facebooker, because we do all kind of gaming there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks, James, for joining us today, and we'll see you some other time.
Yeah. Right, bye from the house.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Well, that was excellent. I'm so glad that James could join us for this episode. He has put out some really cool stuff. I'm excited to see this campaign. I know that he's going to be successful with it. He's headed in all the right directions with his board game production.
All the right directions.
All the right directions.
In all one
he's
direction.
He's heading in one direction, and that is success.
One direction? All right, well, cool. So that's a good wrap-up. Let's keep rolling. We have still a contest we need to tell you about. Katie, what are the details on our next giveaway?
All right. So for a chance to win Dice Hospital, go to our Facebook and share the podcast for Episode 7, the actual post, so we'll know. And then you do that from October 2nd to October 8th. And you will have a chance to win Dice Hospital.
Woo-hoo! So we'll be checking that next week, and we'll pick a winner from that. Spooky Dice Hospital. She's in the morgue. But I think that pretty much wraps it up for this episode, unless there's anything else on y'all's minds. Any dreams, Ryan, or anything cool that we want to know?
I dreamt that I was hanging out with the fat kid from Jimmy Neutron.
Oh, wow.
I was Spider-Man, and we were infiltrating a high school, and there was some evil wizard in it, and he had put a bunch of traps everywhere, and the fat kid kept running back and forth over some sort of cloning trap, and each time he ran over this sigil or whatever, he got cloned, and it was a dumber and dumber version of him. So I ended up with like 40 copies of the Jimmy Neutron's.
How does he do it?
Fat friend.
And, I know. But our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is doing really well.
Yeah, thank you guys for subscribing there.
We have over 4,000 subscribers, and people are just watching our videos and commenting. We love it when people comment and engage with us. So engage with us on YouTube, engage with us on Facebook and Twitter, and even on our guild. We have a guild master. Melissa, tell us about that.
Yes, it is guild.tantrumhouse.com.
Guild.tantrumhouse.com.
And we're going to announce our winners there and ask questions, and you can interact with us and tell us what you like, what you don't like, which person you want to talk more or less.
Why did we all look at Kevin just now? Was that... Wait, you guys were looking at me?
We were looking at Will.
Well, that's about the end of the show, so let's wrap it up. Thank you guys for joining us. We love having you with us every week. We would love your feedback. If there's things you want us to talk about or don't want to talk about or whatever, it's awesome. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you.